broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former executive director of the Hope Council, Dr. Steve Brown, retired professor of educational leadership and school law, Dr. Karen Sconsert, chair of the education department and associate professor at Carthage College, Dr. Jonathan Shaler, professor of communications at UW-Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, vice president for community and government relations at Gateway Technical College. And now, here's today's moderator for Education Matters.
Hello, I'm Karen Sconsert, and this is Education Matters. Today, my guests are here to tell us about some very special work they are doing this summer in their Kenosha Unified Schools. The principals of Washington Middle School and Harvey Elementary School will be welcoming students from around Kenosha to their schools this fall, and they are making special preparations that they want to share with families and the community. So I'm going to have you introduce yourselves. Ursula Hamilton Perry, tell us about you.
Hi. So my name is Ursula Hamilton Perry, and I've served here at Harvey Elementary School as the principal for the past 13 years. Harvey is nestled in the North Side community here in Kenosha, and I've been fortunate enough to, like I said, be here for 13 years. Prior to that, though, I worked as an educator in Racine, in Atlanta, and in my hometown of Savannah, Georgia. So this year begins my 32nd year in education. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, thank you. And Mr. Shane Gale.
Hi, my name is Shane Gale. I am the principal of Washington Middle School. I have teaching and leadership experience at all three levels. I started after I graduated out of Marquette and been here almost 30 years in Kenosha Unified. Again, I've been at all three levels, but right now, currently I'm working on moving the Washington Middle School to our new site this summer, and I appreciate Karen and Kenosha to talk more about it.
Great. Thank you so much. So, Ms. Hamilton Perry, could you describe to listeners why and how you will be gaining some new students this fall?
So, as many of the community members here in Kenosha probably already know, our district has undertaken a right-sizing project that started last year, I would say about October or November. So that project has been, we've engaged in that project due to mostly declining enrollment across our state, which is not new or novel to the state of Wisconsin. It's actually a trend across our country, but declining enrollment equals declining dollars. So to be more efficient with our resources and not spread them too widely, unfortunately, our district has had to take some steps that were in the best interest of our community, but a pretty long process. I'm happy to say there have been several things put in place to help with stakeholder engagement and stakeholder involvement. So again, the process began about October or November. So that has contributed to us accepting and welcoming new students in our building, and unfortunately saying goodbye to some longstanding schools in our district. But we are moving forward and are looking to be efficient with the services that we provide to our children and families. So that's how we're gaining students that are that had not previously been in our boundaries, but boundaries have also changed. And so as a result, we have the opportunity to welcome some new students to our school.
That's great. Okay, thank you for that explanation. Like I said, I think a lot of people in the community know this already, but you never know. Someone might be tuning in that doesn't know that story. So you, Ms. Hamilton Perry, are accepting students to a school you've been in for 13 years as the principal. But Mr. Gale, you're moving to a new building.
Correct.
Right. So can you tell us a little about the move and the new quarters that you and Washington Middle School family will be occupying?
Sure. You know, Washington, the building is closing, our old building, but we're moving to a new site. So in essence, Washington Middle School is just moving schools. We're going from one of the oldest buildings, we were built in 1919, to one of the newest middle schools that will be, and that was built in 2024. That comes with benefits such as air conditioning, which we didn't have at Washington, an elevator, and a lot of the modern amenities of a newer school. We are currently in the project process now of converting an elementary school into a middle school. So that has a lot of construction and has some programming pieces involved. And we're making it appropriate for middle school kids, not only in terms of the size of the furniture and the size of what we have going on here, but also just in terms of the programming, because in middle school we have sports, we also have electives, we have different things that we offer students for their curriculum. So it does have to have a physical makeover, but in the end, we're getting a building that's roughly 100 years newer, and it comes with a lot of perks.
Right. I think you accidentally said 2024 was the year of the building.
Well, 2004, sorry.
2004, right, there you go. That's what I was going to say. So, yeah, so EBSOLA is the school that my own son attended from K through 5. So I am very familiar with the tiny bathrooms. And so I think that is good that you have a lot of work going on in there, because middle schoolers, as we know, can be just about any size.
Yeah, well, it's actually a really appropriate fitting building, because it has like three wings and mm-hmm. it has two floors. And so those three wings and two floor equal sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, electives, fine arts, and then also athletics. So those six wings becomes those six areas, and it works out very, very well for a middle school. So it's kind of converting over pretty smoothly so far.
Mm-hmm. It's probably a little more centrally located for a lot of the students. Is that right also?
Yeah, so currently we will have the entire school population that was at Washington last year will convert over to our new site. So our sixth and seventh graders last year will become our seventh and eighth graders this year. And then we'll get additional students from Bowen and also Lincoln. So it's more centrally located for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are some of the ways your school is preparing for receiving new students this fall? So Ms. Hamilton Perry, I'll let you start first.
Sure. Well, we started this spring with plans and putting things in place to help welcome our new students. And one of the very first things I did for our elementary school group was to help them connect a face with a name. So I went to visit my students in their current school. I took our counselor along with them, so I answered any questions that they had. I gave them, we played a quick game of this or that. I guess, you know, what do you already know about Harvey? So to make it fun, but again, just to be able to provide them the opportunity to connect the name with the face and, you know, also ease any anxieties about going to a new school. We started there, so my counselor and I did that. And then late spring, we hosted what was one of the most awesome events I think we've planned so far. We had a spring fling, and we invited not only our new families and students, but we invited our new incoming staff. We had food, bouncy houses, a book fair. We had Kona ice. We had school tours. We had our current fourth and fifth grade students provide tours. For our new families, we purchased Harvey swag. So we have a lot of spirit days, and we didn't want our new incomers to not have swag. So we provided them with swag. We have a partnership with GSF Foods. So they provided brand new shoes. We had hundreds of shoes. So there was a giveaway. There was a bike giveaway, a raffle. So that fun event set the stage for many families as well, because the children had been able to see our faces, but the parents hadn't connected yet. So we got a chance to meet some of our families, and they met staff, and it was really, really an awesome experience. So we also are working right now to pair our new families with existing or returning Harvey families. So we're setting up this buddy family. So we're encouraging families to just have one meeting with your buddy family prior to the start of school. And that does a lot for not only our students, but our parents and significant adults as well, because it gives them an opportunity to have a familiar face. And when they walk into an event, they can say, oh, I know them, or, you know. So the buddy family initiative is what we're calling it. So I'm really excited about that. But those are some of the things that we've done. And, of course, throughout the course of the year, we'll continue to work to make those families feel a part of our awesome school community.
Excellent. Okay, Mr. Gale?
Yeah, well, since Washington is into a new building, it will be new to everybody here. So there are some deliberate activities that have to be planned more so towards the end of the summer because of the construction. But because everybody will be new, that includes stuff for staff as well as students and families. So we've got a few things typically scheduled, such as Gear Up, which is like a middle school orientation. So we'll have a Gear Up sessions for new to sixth grade, any student coming in from elementary to middle school. That'll be here. We also have a Gear Up that is designed for returning middle school students. They're not new to middle school, they're just new to Washington. And then also we'll have a big day set aside for building tours. A lot of people are going to want to see the building. We will have a few students that are returning from EBSOLA to now the new Washington. So they'll know the building to a point. And so they'll have the advantage on that. But we'll have a lot of things in terms of the fall, such as open house. We'll have National Night Out presence. We'll do some welcome back activities for staff when they come in for a teacher work week. Also for students when their first week is. But the whole point of it is that we're trying to create a culture of a welcoming atmosphere for everybody. And so we'll do building tours, and we have some students that are part of what they call Link Crew that are designed to be representatives of our school to help welcome new families. And we'll even pull some kids that we had at Lincoln and Boland into that Link Crew too. So the goal of it is to make everybody feel comfortable. And I think probably by the end of September, you know, most of us will feel pretty settled in.
So are the building tours open to the community as well?
We'll open up first for the students and the and the family and the faculties here first. I don't know if we'll do something for the broader school community or not. I haven't decided that yet.
All right, I was going to invite myself, but
you're always welcome, Karen.
Because I love that building. And yeah. Also, I had a student teacher at Washington this spring that I visited and said goodbye to your building, because it's been a longtime partner for my work with student teachers. So I miss the building, but I love EBSOLA building too. So.
Well, I would love to have you back, because I'd like for you to see the changes and how that looks, and knowing the building, what it looked like before to what it looked like now. There's dramatic improvements, and it'd be kind of neat to see.
Right, great. Yeah, and I'm sure the kids will feel like they're really grown up in that giant building, except maybe the ones that were there when they were little.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. So so these events have already started, clearly, and you're looking forward to others in the future. Is there anything that you want to highlight, you know, that's coming up other than what the general list that you just said?
I think a lot of things will happen in the end of August as the school year excitement builds for the start of school. That typically starts right around the beginning of August, leading up into, like, the first week back. There'll be a lot of little things that make sure we make school feel comfortable for new families. There's always a lot of excitement build up when school first starts. You know, everybody wants to meet their teachers, meet their friends, and all those type of activities. And so I think that will just be amplified this year because of the new cultures. In essence, I think, and Ursula would agree, that all schools are going to have a new culture, a new face, and a new look. And so I think a lot of principals that we're talking to, we are making plans to make sure that everybody feels the excitement of a new building in a new year with new staff and new students. In that sense, it's kind of added additional excitement to the beginning of the year. And so I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think in addition to that, as Shane mentioned, the beginning of a school year is always exciting and new, new grade level. We just, you know, happen to have new school arrangements. But one of the things I think Shane called his group, the Link Group. So mm-hmm. we have something similar at Harvey, our fifth grade focus group. And so that's like my student leadership team. And we meet once a month to have lunch. And one of the members of that team, as I talked to them and kind of front loaded some information for them, I asked them for their ideas. Like, if you were going to a new school, what would you want to see? And so one of our students, Kylie, said that it was important to have them be a part of our focus group. Why not have some representatives and have someone meet with them all year long, because she was also one of our tour guides, and you know, so she was a really intricate piece of the puzzle in preparation. But after the fanfare is done, you know, at the beginning of the year, we want to make sure we continue to support those students throughout the course of the year and just help them become, and I don't want to say acclimated to our community, because they're going to contribute to a new school culture, community culture in our community, but just help them to continue to feel a part all year long. And so that's one of our goals, to be able to do that in a number of different ways. And our fifth grade focus group is one of the ways that was suggested to us. So we'll incorporate that as well.
That's great. Kylie sounds like she's going to be running everything at some point. That's good. That's good collaborative leadership.
She's coming to you too, Mr. Gale. She's coming to you. So
gladly, gladly. We'll look out for her.
Okay. So you are listening to WGDD HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of preparing for new students at Washington Middle School and Harvey Elementary School is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. Okay, so how did you come up with the plans? You just kind of told us a little bit that you have this student advisory group. Are there other schools in KUSD or elsewhere that you consulted when you were putting together your plans for both in the case of Washington for the school closing and then for inviting new students?
Yeah, there's a couple things. It's a unique time to be a part of your career that you're able to open a new school. I was a part of that when Mahone opened, and we saw how many rivers came to one on that. And that was a whole new experience for a lot of people because we didn't build schools too often. We did at the time with Indian Trails and Brass and a few other ones. So that's kind of a unique experience of learning how to build a school and build a culture within a school. It's also unique to close a building. Doesn't happen too often in somebody's career as a principal. So we wanted to make sure we honored our past. We wanted to make sure there was some connection to carry over. And there's been some neat stories for me that has kept that connection to Washington alive. You didn't want to just close the building and all the memories, but you wanted to carry over all that was good and all that culture and all the history of that into the new building. So we are deliberate about that. We did some neat things to honor our past, but we're also celebrating the future that we look forward to. And we're trying to involve a lot of people in that process. Like Ursula, you mentioned involving students who are what the buildings are for in the process. And so, for example, we brought some of our Link Crew students over. We gave them a clipboard and says, get lost. Just wander around the building and tell me what your experience is like. Are you going to be able to find your classroom? What do you look for? And so they came back and we met with them and they're like, okay, we noticed the bathrooms have hand dryers. We need to know a map in the school. We need to add our school colors. We need to put our mascot up. We like plants. If we put plants somewhere. And all those little suggestions, because you see it from like a higher level and you look at it from a program perspective and a family perspective. We're looking at it from everything that goes from parking to the doors to security to entrances to the walkways and the traffic patterns of a school. So there's a lot of thinking that goes in it, especially if your population shifts. So like, for example, we'll be increasing our population. So you got to imagine if you had guests coming over to your house, if they had 5, it'd be one thing. If you had 50, it's another thing. And so you got to prepare for that. And so all the little things that go into a school and the procedures and routine have to be relooked at again. And I think every principal that I've talked to has said the same thing. We're looking at the process and procedures of this new school community, not in terms of the identity, but also how it functions and how it functions smoothly.
I would imagine because you're in middle school, you probably have to talk to Kenosha Transit to make sure that their bus routes and schedules, they have enough space on those buses because a lot of middle school kids take the bus. Yeah,
absolutely. You go from crossing guards to bus transportations to pickup lines to you name it, we have to reanalyze it to make sure it fits what we're doing. Because obviously we want to run a smooth school as well. And there's a lot of little pieces involved. Most people wouldn't see what goes on behind the scenes, but there's a lot. And it's kind of exciting to see how it all comes together.
Ms. Ursula, Ms. Hamilton Perry, do you have any experience like that with opening a school before or blending communities since you've had a long career and in more than one district?
Yeah, so actually my first teaching job was in a brand new school. So I had the experience of starting work in June and coming in and they were still ordering furniture. So we got, you know, to special order what we wanted in our classroom for our students and that sort of thing. And I think I brought a new unique perspective because there was a lot of seasoned staff in that building. I was a new, fresh out of college student opening a new school that had over 1,200 students. Wow. So, in Savannah, Georgia, it was unique. I wasn't intricately involved, in all the details, but we did get to place orders and just see what it looks like to, you know, have the bathroom and the tours and the dust still all over the place. But it was an interesting perspective. I was learning a whole lot and, you know, anticipating the beginning of what I'm happy to say has been a wonderful career. But with regard to welcoming our families and our students, I think Shane talked a lot about the big picture and, you know, all of those details that you may not consider. And one of the things I think we've been really focused on is, I always do this every year, like I don't really take parent requests for teachers, but what I like to do is best match what our student needs are with who those adults are in the building. And so oftentimes parents will hear or, you know, they'll hear Miss Karen is the best fourth grade teacher. And so that may not be the best fourth grade teacher for Shane. And so we were very intentional and deliberate about building those class lists. And so I consulted with a lot of staff members who knew those students well, so that we could really be intentional about meeting their needs and helping them, you know, be placed, you know, in a very appropriate setting that hopefully would set them up for a great deal of success, you know, at Harvey School. So yes, I did consult with other KUSD employees who knew those children well, because that's important to me, to give students, you know, a classroom setting. We can't always do that, but certainly when the opportunity presents itself, we want to be able to match those personalities as best as we can. So that's some of the work that we've done on the, you know, on a really intricate level here at Harvey, and we're submitting those class lists today. So we're rocking and rolling over here, getting her done.
I should share with both of you, as I was writing the questions for this session, I remembered that actually as a fourth grader, I switched schools. They changed the boundaries in my public school district in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I moved from third grade in one school to fourth grade in a completely new school, and I thought it was going to be terrible and I was going to have a horrible experience, and I was so scared. I remember so clearly, like, this little alcove in this where we had to wait to go into school, and I walked there and there were two girls that I knew from my church. So it was like, oh, okay, this is going to be fine. But okay. I don't remember, and maybe there was some preparation, but I don't think it was a huge boundary change, so it wasn't as big a change as I think some of what you two and your schools are going through. But I don't think there was a lot of preparation, so I'm feeling like, hearing from what you already have done and what you have planned, that your results are probably going to be really, really strong. But I think it will be a big memory for all of these kids, no matter what age they're doing this, because it'll feel... there'll be a lot of anticipation of things that they can't predict, and then they'll realize it's probably going to be fine.
There are some neat things that are happening that most people don't consider. Like, for example, when we're building a bigger community, a bigger footprint for the building, we're also, we're really big about relationships at Washington, and a lot of schools are the same thing. And so when we're getting new students, we're also getting new staff that come with some of those students. And it's kind of nice because some of them are from their former school. So a kid will be like, I'm new here. And the teacher's like, well, I'm new here too. So mm-hmm. there's a little sense of feeling. And it's also nice because the way things are being kind of equalized out, a lot of kids will know other kids from their prior school. So some of them are traveling with their friends, and that's not always the case too. So there is a relationship connection that we're keeping going with both staff, but also with the students. And we have found out that students at the basic level handle the change much better than some of the adults have changed. We've been in buildings for sometimes 10, 15 years of our career. At Washington, we have three staff members that have been there 20 plus years, their entire, you know, adult career in one building. And so middle schoolers generally come in for 3 years and they go on to high school. So they're like, oh yeah, no big deal. We're just going into high school. And for someone uprooted as an adult and coming into a different building, that's hard for adults as well. So, but the relationship is the key. And I think everybody's kind of focused on that because that's what really makes things work within the schools, the relationships.
So do you have PTAs at your schools, and how have they been involved with this?
So we do have a PTA. I call them small but mighty. small group of people. And I think one of the other interesting pieces that I didn't mention was that when I consulted with some of the other administrators, that's what I was looking for. Who would be some parents who would be involved? Do you have parents who are coming to us who are part of your PTO? And so we do have a list, and they received personal notes from me, inviting them to be a part of our PTA. And so we're looking forward to growing our group. But yeah, we have a really, really engaged group currently. So I'm looking to increase those numbers, and we're welcoming them. And one of the other initiatives we had with our PTA was bring a friend. So we encouraged all of our PTA members who were coming to just bring one friend. And then once that friend felt comfortable, bring another friend. So looking to grow the group. But yes, we do have a PTA, and we're looking forward to maintaining the group we have and adding some additional newcomers to that group.
And will they be helping with the buddy families?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great.
I'm excited about that.
Do you have a PTA or PTO now?
No, we had a couple parent nights for families to want to say, hey, come on in. We will call it Pizza with the Principal. Ask any question you have about the new school. And what part do you want to play? What do you want to know as a new family member? We started collecting names from that. But it will be like a new reset. And so we will try to find a way to have more parents with a bigger voice in our school. Especially at the middle school level, some parents tend to kind of wean back because elementary is a little bit more involved like that. But, you know, we're always open for it. And with a new location and with a new identity, we're hoping to have a new group of parents who come in and have a voice. Mm-hmm.
I will say that as a person who's taught middle school and had a middle schooler, it's probably the kids that are trying to tell their parents, no, don't come into my, this is my space. Right.
They're the ones that tell you to drop you off at the corner.
Right.
That's right. So I don't think that has anything to do with your recruiting efforts, but but you'll see. Maybe. Who knows? It'll happen. Yeah. And then you've talked about your students a lot already, but are there any other things you want to share with us? Are they excited about having new classmates? I think as a middle schooler, I would have been thrilled to say, hey, ooh, look, new people.
Well, one thing that was very interesting, so we took effort to go visit Lincoln and their students. We took a team over there, and we also went over to Bowen, took a team over there, and we started talking to students. And it just kind of like dawned on us for a second, like, you know who we haven't spoken to? We've spoken to parents. We've spoken to community members. We've obviously spoken to KUSD employees. We've spoken to other schools and their students, but we didn't speak to ours. So we had a couple assemblies and said, hey, guys, this is what it's going to look like. This is how the wings are set up. This is how it's located by level. Here are things going to be new. This is what you can still have. This is what will be slightly different. And it was amazing for the questions that they would have. Like, are we still going to play? Are we going to be able to play football outside? How will we get into the school? You know, where should I get dropped off in the morning? Are we still going to have lunches like we do? And it was very, very insightful to hear the type of questions they have, because that's what they're concerned about. Like, when I get here my first day of school, where do I go? Who will I know? What will my day look like? And how easy will it be to make new friends and those opportunities come up? And so those questions were pretty insightful for us. And then we took all that information down, and now we're working all summer long to kind of answer those questions.
And I know, Ms. Hamilton Perry, you were saying that you had students in your focus group.
Right.
So have they met some of the incoming students at this point at the events?
Yeah, so at the event we gave, like I said, we had t-shirts. Some of the students wore them. The idea was that they would wear them so that they would be sort of identified as new Harvey Lions. But the shirts read, our roar just got louder or something like that. So welcoming the new people. And so the kids did, my own children were helping to supervise and kind of chaperone the bouncy house. And so my daughter was telling me about some conversations she heard amongst the kids, you know, oh, you're going to be in fifth grade. Oh, and so some introductions, staff were engaging with students. So yeah, that fifth grade group was very instrumental. But I'll also say, actually today at about in a couple of hours, we have a culture meeting. So we have a culture team too in our building that's really working to help, build culture in our building and continue to provide those supports for not just our new families, but of course those students who are already here in Harvey. But Yeah, the focus group was instrumental, but we also have a team of staff members who are really interested in culture. And our speech therapist, Ms. Redmond, will always send some culture pieces to me over the summer, whether she sees them on a teacher site or wherever, but very engaged and very excited about welcoming the new students. And so I love that. And I'm looking forward to a really great year. But, you know, Shane will attest to this. We don't do it by ourselves. Like, we could never.
Yeah, right.
And so it's so critically important to have staff members who are on board with us and help us execute all of these grand ideas we have as administrators and school communities. So, yeah, it's been a great process, I'll have to say, you know, and I'm looking forward to welcoming the students. I really, really am.
I just need to do a reintroduction. You are listening to WGTDHDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of preparing for new students at Washington Middle School and Harvey Elementary School is archived at WGTD.org on the Education Matters page. You are invited to listen again, or you can find our WGTD Education Matters Facebook page and join in a discussion there. So, as principals, this might be one of the biggest challenges you've had. Are you preparing any special way for your changed roles, or is it just feel like, you know, just maybe an enhanced version of what you normally do?
Well, I think go ahead, Ursula, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead, Mr. Gale.
Yeah, I think for me, I was looking at it in terms of changing and shifting from your thinking cap as a principal to your construction hard hat. And the reason I say it, because I think most people would understand, there's a difference between building a house and creating a home. And so we're building a house over the summer, but our goal is to create a home for the fall. And that comes through the people that are involved in that whole process. And as Ursula said, it's kind of a team approach. And it's kind of neat because I've never seen it so broadly intense where people can have a voice in the new culture of the school. So many staffs are inviting, either new staff coming in, they're more engaged in the process now. We have teams that are set up over the summer to think about this process. Because I think we all want to make this hurdle smooth as possible. And I think the voice has been heard on many levels from many people in more ways than I've ever seen it done before.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And I would say, Karen, you know, Shane obviously is in, Mr. Gale is in a different position than I am because they're building a new school, whereas we're welcoming students into an already existing really successful school environment. And so we want to, again, be really intentional about welcoming them and not saying this is how we do things at Harvey School, but giving them an opportunity to provide some input, you know, about how things happen at school. So that's important to me. So I don't know that my role is necessarily changing, but obviously it's important to be intentional about the support that we're providing for our new students and our new families. So it's an enhanced role, or it's something that we always do, but we're doing it at a very different level this year. So,
we only have a few minutes left, but our listeners always like to hear stories about the programs that we feature. So can each of you tell us a success story you've already had in adjusting to the changes you're anticipating for fall? A new student or a parent you've met, a new volunteer or donation, something like that.
So I had the opportunity to connect, like I mentioned before, with many of the principals just to better gauge, you know, how we can be better prepared for the students that we're receiving. And one of the principals just said, oh, you're getting this parent. She doesn't want to leave. And she went into great detail about how this family was struggling about the change and not wanting to leave her current school. And then the spring fling happened. I didn't mention DJ, but it was really, like, it was really, so I had such a good time. It was great. And so did the participants. But that particular family, parent, mom, came to the spring fling, and the principal reported back to me the next week, Monday morning, bright and early, a phone call Oh my goodness, I just want to tell you, the parent just left and she was over the moon. And the comment she made was, you know, I can tell that principal really cares about her students and her school community. So I don't know exactly what I said or what she saw me do, but I am so happy that she walked away with that feeling, because I know all of us do. You know, we're in this job for a reason. Like, we accepted this calling because we care about kids and families. And so I'm glad that that message came through loud and clear for them, especially at a time that's emotional. It's hard to leave what's familiar to you. You know, it's hard to start something new. And so to be able to provide that extra level of comfort for the family, it just warmed my heart. It was just, you know, really nice to hear, and knowing that that transition would be just a little bit easier for that family. So that's my story.
Okay. I've had a couple of neat experiences over here. You know, we always felt like at Washington, the older building, there was always a connection to Washington. I mean, at the time when it was built, Lincoln and McKinley and Washington were the three middle schools in Kenosha. So if you go back one or two or three generations, you're always going to have somebody connected to Washington somehow. And we were afraid that we were going to lose that connection. But it's been neat. I've been here just a couple of weeks already, and it's kind of personal, but there's a few even construction workers that used to go to Washington. And so it's kind of neat that they were a part of the old school as a student, but they're actually building the new Washington. And so that connection's not going to get lost. We have a few staff members that went to Washington, but I'm already running into a couple construction guys that worked with on former projects, former students that we had pictures in the hallway that said, hey, I went to school here in eighth grade. I had Mrs. DeGrave as my social studies teacher, Mr. Griffin, my gym teacher. And hey, is so-and-so Mr. Hansen, he's still around? And so it's kind of neat for them to be a part of this new process. And we felt like that was reassuring to me, whether it's facilities guys who work as in our electronics department and other places at KUSD, or it's just construction workers that are building the new school, that they had that connection to Washington then, and that connection is still alive today with the new Washington at the new building.
That's very cool. You should invite them to your opening assembly.
Yeah, they'll be here. They're here.
They will. Maybe they can be mentors for kids who are interested in that career.
Yeah, it's great.
Really good thing.
Wow.
That's wonderful. So finally, you know, if listeners have been inspired by listening to this program, is there anything they can do? So maybe it's a neighbor of one of the buildings, maybe it's a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle or a parent, or just somebody listening who like, huh, that sounds great. Well, how can I contribute? Is there anything that you could recommend?
I think for us, it'd be like welcoming us into the new neighborhood. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, if you don't have a student in a school, you kind of don't know what goes on in the schools. But just know that, you know, the principals are working very hard. KUSD is working very hard. People are working hard to make school a successful place and the learning conditions appropriate for the levels that we're at. And I think we're doing it even more deliberately with the right sizing project that's going on. And so I think it's about not so much what we're losing in the past, but I think it's what you're gaining in the future. And to speak well of the schools and the efforts that are going into the new experience of the new cultures. And I think a lot of principals would welcome that openness for parents that are new, visitors that are new. And even if you don't have students in those schools, just to say, hey, I appreciate all the good that is coming out of this. In the end, we hope it works out well, and we'll support that. So that's what we would hope for.
Yeah. And, I would say we tend to have many community members who like to volunteer at our school. And so obviously we want to see that continue. And they do anything from donating. We have our Give a Book, Take a Book house out there. But we have many former educators, just people in our community that will donate books, or we just got like two cases of science equipment from one of our former Carthage people who donated some things. But just to know that our community is growing and that we're accepting and welcoming everyone who's a part of our community. And so to continue to support us with those resources and this is a great place to be, and we have wonderful children and staff. We're working so hard every day, and so just for them to support us in any way they could, give us a call and we'll find something for you to do. We will find something for you to do.
So Harvey Elementary, everyone.
I will
say that this is going to be a shareable program. So if you happen to be listening to this in your car while you're running errands on Saturday morning, by Monday, it'll be up on the website for you, and you can share it on your social media or in an email to somebody, the link. So if they wanted to listen to this program and hear about all these initiatives and how great the leadership is at these schools and all the schools that are changing over this coming summer, I would think it would be really helpful. I feel a lot of times what I hear a lot when I interview people who are volunteers in some form or another in school is that they, whether Racine or Kenosha, doesn't matter, before they came to the school, they had a different idea, and then they get in the building and they feel completely differently about it. I feel like that happens with school board members as well. Like once they get really involved in the weeds of things and they see what's happening, they sort of have a different view of it and they see all the work that goes into it. So, and I think that's probably true of anything, but anyway, this has been really helpful. Do you have any last words for the listeners?
I'd just like to say I'm excited about the upcoming school year, and we are looking to welcome our new families and continue the tradition of celebrating our awesome Harvey Pride.
And we're looking to welcome all our new families coming in, all our new students coming in from other schools. We're looking to set the conditions of learning to be very well. We hope it's a pleasant experience. And overall, as we're equally excited with the fall coming up, and it'll be a year that we won't forget.
That's for sure. Well, my thanks to our guest, Ms. Ursula Hamilton Perry, the principal of Harvey Elementary School in Kenosha Unified School District, and Mr. Shane Gale, the principal of Washington Middle School, which is just moving. It's not closing, in case you had the wrong idea. So now we can find you, what is it, about 10 blocks west? Is that about right?
Yeah, it's not too far. It's like a 3-minute drive from where we used to be, Central City.
Great. That's awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much. You've been listening to WGTV HDFM. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and this is Education Matters. This discussion of preparing new students at Washington Middle School and Harvey Elementary School is archived at WGTV.org on the Education Matters page. You're invited to listen again or to share the link, or you can find our WGTV Education Matters Facebook page and join in the discussion there. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 10:30 here on WGTD. Archive programs are available on our website at WGTD.org.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Basics of American Government will be offered in a series of classes through the end of the month. The sessions will run Tuesdays from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Racine Literacy Council, 734 Lake Avenue. For more info, call 262-632-9495.
I'm Gregory Berg. The studios of WGTD will be closed Monday because of Labor Day, so there will be no morning show broadcast, but there will be a morning show podcast. An interview from 2008 with John Warren Monroe, author of a fascinating book called Laboratories of Faith, Mesmerism, Spiritism, and Occultism in Modern France. Look for The Morning Show with Greg Berg, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In a world filled with possibilities and wonder, we can always find grace in between the music. Join me, Lily Maselli, host of In Between the Music, and enjoy trivia and music together. For dates and times, visit WGTD.org.
Support comes from Inspire 2024, a premier one-day leadership development experience presented by the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, featuring high-caliber national and regional speakers and experts, providing inspirational content to elevate your personal and professional leadership journey, and bringing out the best in our lives, work, teams, and community. This year's Inspire is October 11th. The lineup features Google's chief strategist, Neil Hoyne. Learn more at inspirekenosha.com. Support for WGTD comes from Carthage College, which invites visitors to its lakefront campus in Kenosha on Thursday, September 12th, to learn why Wisconsin could become a climate haven, attracting people and jobs from areas hard hit by climate change. The free luncheon features Susan Crawford, a former special assistant to the Obama administration. She'll lay out the implications for the state's power grid. Register at carthage.edu/climate.
This is WGTD HD. Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. You're listening to Community Matters, a program that focuses on the concerns in the Tri-County